The first thing we want to notice as we stand here is just, how do we stand? When we stand naturally, how do we stand? Well, what could we pay attention to? Well, we could notice, how hard is it to stand? Like, does it feel effortful? Easy? I could do this for 10 minutes, an hour, or I'm already ready to sit down. We could also notice where the weight is at on our feet from front to back. Do we tend to lean more on the heels? Do you lean more on the ball of the feet? Does it feel like your whole foot is in use? Probably you do have some parts of your feet that aren't touching the ground, like the inside arch maybe, or some of the toes. And you might also feel a tendency to lean more towards one foot or the other. Like maybe you like to lean to the right, or maybe you like to lean to the left. And you don't need to fix anything. That's part of the respecting yourself. You don't need to fix anything. We let the process of your learning body begin to educate yourself about yourself. And the changes are more spontaneous than you trying to go, oh, I want to get that centered. Oh, I want to stand up straight. I want to throw my shoulders back. We don't want to do that, actually. That's not sustainable. We want that learning body to really talk to the nervous system in a way that lights it up and says, ah, that's something I can use. On an unconscious level, that's something I can use. Now we're going to be bringing a hand up, and we'll put maybe our right hand on the heart, over the heart. And we're going to do this just to get the rhythm and the timing together. So we're going to be doing these light double taps. And we could pretend that this is our heartbeat, that all of our heartbeats are synchronizing. It's not such an imaginary thing, I think. And then we're going to add a vocalization to it. And the vocalization will be pum pum, pum pum, pum pum, pum pum, pum pum. Okay, so that's P-U-M, P-U-M. But now we're going to let our hand come down and drop. And instead of doing the double tap with our hand, we're going to do the double tap with our heels. So every time we say a pum, the heel is landing. This means, because it's light and quick, and we're using our voice, and I hope you use your voice too, because it'll help you regulate your breath and the movement. It means that it's going to be not lifted very high at all, like almost like a piece of paper underneath it. And then we just let it drop, not in a real controlled way. Now, I will say, if you're someone who has problems with heel pain, tight Achilles tendon, you might want to skip this whole thing now. From here forward, just watch the rest of it, and you can decide later whether you want to do it or not. Also, it's a good one to do barefoot, unless you have a significant leg length difference and you need to keep your shoes on all the time. Or again, if you had a tendency to have heel pain or Achilles tendon pain, plantar fasciitis, you probably want to keep your shoes on and give yourself padding if you decide it's safe for you to do this. So here we go. We're just going to bring the heels up lightly and let them drop. And now we'll go into our rhythm with our vocalization. Pum, 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 pum. Last one. And then pause. And we do a lot of pausing in somatic work. There's a lot that happens in the pause, in the break. And you might feel, huh, just that little bit of bouncing on heels, and I feel something different in my feet on the ground. Now, it matters how we send pressure through our system. We want to be sure that we don't have a locked out lower back. But we also don't want to like tuck it up using our abdominal muscles. And we also don't want to squeeze in the back of the neck, but we do want to have a long neck without compressing the chin to the throat. And these are things that we would take quite a bit of time to explore. and use some fairly sophisticated ways as learning to sense yourself. But for now, I'm just going to suggest that you think about you want to carry weight on your head and you reach up through your head into the heavens. And you also want to stay anchored down into the earth and you let something from the tailbone or the sacrum travel down into the earth. So it's like two magnetic poles that begin to help you find yourself. And your knees will need to be soft. If you had any kind of knee pain with that last little bouncing on heels, it was probably because you had your knees locked. So be sure that as you let yourself balance between the sky and the earth around the kind of two magnetic poles, that your knees respond by letting them be ready, not locked back. And we could try this action again now. Pum pum, 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 pum pum. Last one. Bones of Life came from one of Moshe Feldenkrais's first students, Ruthia Lahn. And after an experience like this, she would often say something like, "Who are you in the world right now? What is one word that would describe you if you were to stand and walk in the world this way?" And you can walk around and ask yourself that question and let yourself express that word in your own space.